Hi everybody, welcome to the new episode of the FC series presented by ABC English Levels and Valentine. Today's audio lesson is dedicated to the reading and use of English part 2. You will learn how it is different from part 1, how it is marked. You will pick up some idioms and tricks to do better. Let's get to the point. What is reading and use of English part 2 like? It is very similar to the reading and use of English part 1. It is a text of 150 to 160 word length with 8 gaps, which you have to fill in. But unlike the first part, the reading and use of English part 2 doesn't have any options to choose from. Yes, this is it. No options to choose from. You must find the right word yourself. And it is marked the same as the first part, so you are given one mark, 1 point for each right answer. What does the reading and use of English part 2 test? It tests your knowledge of the collocations and the grammar related to certain words. The words to fit the gaps might be pronouns, prepositions, grammar forms of the verbs, tenses, articles, parts of collocations and common phrasal verbs. To put it in a nutshell, they are small words that are normally evident from the context. As a rule, there are no two possible options. Only one word is suitable. How is the reading and use of English part 2 marked? As I have already said, the same. Yes, you get one mark for each correct answer. Let's mention some tips. Generally, the tips for this part are the same as for the first part. But I would like to emphasize two of them. So, the more you do such types of tasks as in the reading and use of English part 2, the more confident you feel. At the end of the day, structures, phrases, collocations, phrasal verbs, etc. are repeated. At the end of the day means finally, in conclusion. We use this phrase before saying something important. So, completing this exercise again and again will help you to learn more structures and grammar connections between words. And the second point that I would like to remind you, apart from the context, which always matters, pay close attention to the words before and after the gaps, as it's they which tell you about grammar relations with the missing words. How it works, let's see. Example. You have the sentence. I will produce the sound instead of the gap, and the sentence is the following. We will to leave at the crack of dawn. By the way, the phrase at the crack of dawn means very early in the morning when the sun first appears. So, what do you think the missing word is here? We will to leave at the crack of dawn. Let's analyze. We have will before the gap. We have to plus infinitive after it. After will, we must use a bare infinitive, that is to say infinitive without to. We use to plus infinitive after certain verbs as one of the rules. Conclusion. In this sentence, we need to put the verb which fits best after will, goes with to leave and makes the sense meaningful. What could this sentence mean? Something connected with advice or obligation. So, the context always gives you a tip about the meaning. Let's have a look at the sentence again. We will to leave at the crack of dawn, and the word should be a verb which fits well with both will and the infinitive with to. Do remember such a verb? The right answer is have. Have to do something expresses obligation. We will have to leave at the crack of dawn. We'll have to leave at the crack of dawn. This is the right sentence. Now let's do some practice. We'll take a piece of the text called How Animals Communicate. It has four gaps. When there's a missing word, I'll say So, the text is like this. Some animals have developed amazing ways of communication with another. When animals make a sound such a bark or a call, it is in reaction to is happening around them. Zoologists have done some experiments to teach human language to animals. However, having them to learn it takes a huge of training. Let's go sentence by sentence. The first one. Some animals have developed amazing ways of communication with another. What could be here? Another. Doesn't it sound very similar to each other? Yes? But we have not other, we have another as a word. So there is another expression which is similar to each other, and this is one another. So the right word is one here. Some animals have developed amazing ways of communication with one another. The second, when animals make a sound such a bark or a call. In this part, we have such with a gap. What word that is very common after such when we compare things? This phrase is similar to the word like. We can say such as. Yes, always remember. We could say when animals make a sound like a bark or a call, but here we have such and a gap. So such as is similar to like. The third gap, it is the sound. It is in reaction to, it's happening around them. It is in reaction to something, right? Something is happening. It's not a good way to say, so we don't say so. We need the subject and the verb. We could say something that is happening around them. And here we need only one word, and this word is what. What, remember, what can be used as the subject. So, to what is happening around them? Let's go on. Zoologists have done some experiments to teach human language to animals. However, having them to learn it takes a huge of training. A huge what? What is it about? It is exactly about how much it takes to train them. So, it takes a long time to train them, yeah? Or it takes a huge... What word expresses the quantity? How many or how much, better to say, because here it is uncountable, yeah? And this word is amount. Having them to learn, it takes a huge amount of training. Well, that is all for today. You are more than welcome to leave your comments if you find the lesson useful. Remember that you can always contact ABC English Levels and ask your questions. We have a lot of highly personalized courses designed for your needs, as well as the new interactive e-life courses for those who want to study independently. This was ABC English Levels and your Valentine. Take care.